The second week of organized team activities, practices on the Florida Blue practice fields are complete. The Jaguars have 6 out of 10 down. We welcome you to Inside the Jaguars from the West Touchdown Club at Everbank Field. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Another week in the books, John, and a very busy week out here.
And so far, except for one day, absolutely fantastic weather, and I think they got a lot done.
The big news, of course, this week was Maurice Jones-Drew, the fact that he won't be here the rest of OTAs. They say he's coming back for the mandatory minicamp. But I guess the news is that he was here to begin with, right?
Right, exactly. He's never been a guy who's been at OTAs. He's always trained in South Florida, which he's planning to do, I guess, coming up for the next 2 or 3 weeks. And any talk about Maurice Jones-Drew not being here for any other reason other than to train and to rehab is completely off base. This guy is as all in as I've seen him since I've been here. And I think Maurice is ready to have a big year if he can get healthy, and I think that's the issue going forward.
Without Maurice around, there are other running backs, of course, with Forsett brought in, Denard Robinson getting some reps back there as well. There are some other bodies that get some time here now.
Yeah, and I think what you wonder is Justin Forsett, Denard Robinson, I think those guys can get you by for a little while. If Maurice would happen not to be able to go, would you need another sort of full-time back? That's an issue for down the road, something to think about. But for now, it certainly appears that Justin Forsett is stepping up into that role and can take that role if he's needed in the short term.
John, how many times have you heard the word competition in the last 2 weeks?
A little bit, but I think that's important. And Gus said something about that either last week or this week, that he's getting the idea that these guys are buying into it. And I think fans hear, well, competition, every team has competition. But when Gus talks about it, it's a real thing. It's this revolving door we're seeing a little bit. It can be hard for players to accept. Talked to Marcus Trufant a little bit today. In Seattle, the first year they did it in 2010, it was hard to accept. I mean, Marcus likes what he's seeing. I know Gus Bradley in the last couple of days has talked a lot about he likes what he's hearing from the players. He likes that they're buying in. So it looks like that's getting through, even though it might be tough for players sometimes.
And really that competition stands out on the defensive line more than anywhere. I think right now there are 16 defensive linemen. You lost Jairus Pendleton.
Last count, right?
Yeah, at least for the last moment. Sign the free agents. Love is here. Dederick is here. There are new faces all over this line. And that really kind of sums it up, right?
Yeah, if there's been a theme this week, it's that I think we're seeing Gus Bradley's idea of competition, revolving door, transaction, whatever you call it. I think we're seeing it in action on the defensive line. You've moved Tyson Alualo outside. You've got Sendarek Marks, Roy Miller practice today. You know, you're seeing this whole idea of let's see what we've got. Let's get him out there. Let's have the best guy on the field playing. And at the end of the day, at the end of OTAs, the end of training camp, I think they're going to have an idea what they are on the defensive line. But right now, you're right in the full throes of this.
On that defensive line, it includes that Leo spot that's been so much talked about. And you had a chance to catch up with Jason Babin today. He seems to like that role, right?
Yeah, very briefly. And I asked Jason, I said, so how about the Leo? He goes, well, you talked to me about this 3 weeks ago. And I said, yeah, but how is it now? How is it after a couple of weeks? And as expected, he really likes it. He says it fits everything about what he feels like he is as a player. I don't think he thought there was going to be any problem transitioning to it, and it seems like he likes what's going on.
Let's close out the second week of OTA practices with a look at the Jaguars in the community. It's been a busy week for the Jaguars this week, inside and outside of Everbank Field for different events. It started Tuesday night. Gus Bradley, the coaching staff, including linebackers coach Mark Duffner, served as waiters for the 12th annual Medicine and Miracle Celebrity Dinner that raised money for the Children's Miracle Network. 14-year-old Jake Westbury was hit by a drunk driver while jogging. He was honored during that event, making a miraculous recovery and back walking again. Then on Wednesday, the 2013 draft class attended the Champions Club dinner here at Everbank Field, meeting with season ticket holders. This group volunteers their time and makes ticket sales calls and make a big impact on the ticket numbers for the Jaguars. Luke Jokel certainly knows the importance of their work.
You know, these are, you know, the ultimate fans, and being able to hear and, you know, show them that we care about all their support and everything like that is just, you know, special, and it's great to be here.
How many autographs have you signed today?
Oh, man, I haven't kept count, but it'd be a lot. You know, a lot more than I'm used to being an offensive lineman growing up my whole life. But, you know, it's pretty cool. It's, you know, it's truly an honor.
And finally on Thursday, the Jaguars Women's Club had their cleats and cocktails event here at Everbank Field, the kickoff for the 2013 campaign, the brand-new Jaguars Women's Club. a special guest made an appearance at this event from the Jaguars. Women's Club Connects provides exclusive experiences for women 18 and older, a new club, and you can find out all the information for it right here on Jaguars.com. Okay, a week off for the Jags coming up here, John, and then back on the field for the final four OTAs.
Well, the final four OTAs, and then the next week is the final mini camp. And so you're really at the halfway point right now. This is all about getting ready for training camp. It's about getting ready for when the pads come on. But the last 2 weeks certainly will be important.
Good stuff as always, John. Thanks, JP.
Look
for John's writing right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for this week on Inside the Jaguars.